Unbelievable. I'm so excited to be here, you know, with Terry Francona and a lot of the additions that they made in the offseason. So we've been having a lot of fun, and it's been great.
So now I had heard your name being rumored this offseason in talks about being a manager. Is that something that you wanted to do down the road? That's something that you're looking to do?
Oh, for sure. You know, I love this game. I've played it for a lot of years. It's my 19th year. And so, you know, when the opportunity came about, you know, I kind of threw it out there to Denver when they were looking for a manager. And I made it all the way to the end. So it was an exciting process, and I learned a lot. But, you know, I had the opportunity to come here when I didn't get the job to still continue my career.
Yeah, well, and we're going to benefit from that, and so is Cleveland. So had you gotten a manager's position somewhere, even if it was maybe in the minors, maybe not in the majors, would you have looked at that and said, you know what, I'm done playing?
No, I mean, that would have been the only opportunity to make that jump to go and be in charge of the Rockies, because I still really love playing, and, you know, my body's held up pretty good. But to have that opportunity would have been a gift, so I would have retired then.
You see guys like Mike Matheny, for example. It's such a short window between playing and becoming a manager and not having any managerial experience. Do you look at examples like that and say, you know what, I can do that? And ball clubs are looking for people with experience, not necessarily managerial experience.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Ron Ventura as well as Mike Matheny, you know, have done such an incredible job making that transition from not, you know, being in the game a couple of years and then being right in the manager's position. You know, there's so much computer technology out there and everything like that. I mean, the games really manage themselves anymore. They're looking for people persons to run the team and manage guys and really take care of them. And the names that you mentioned were great guys, great teammates, and, you know, they want to try to pass that on to their players.
When was that moment, though, that maybe somebody said to you, hey, Jason, you should be a manager? When did that moment happen for you? Do you remember, like, one isolated moment where that came to mind?
Well, I'd always want to be in the game. Like, I kind of thought I'd be, like, the route like everybody else. Maybe hitting coach first and then make the transition. But having that opportunity come up, it was just the right time, right place. And, you know, I had some great years in Denver. I was there for 4 years, so... you know, made a lot of great friends and knew a lot about the ball club, not only what they had in the big leagues, but in the minor leagues as well. So it would have been a great situation, but I'm excited to be here in Cleveland.
This is quite a coup for the Cleveland Indians to have you here. Now, they've added some other veterans as well. Your locker is right next to Nick Swisher here in the Blue Jays visiting clubhouse. But what an addition it is for you to be here as well. Not that Terry Francona needs the help, but to have a veteran like yourself.
Well, it's always nice to where Terry can worry about taking care of stuff that he needs to, and I'm going to watch over, mentor, and help some of these young players, because they're starting to get these young players in the prime of their career, and Kipnis and Chisenhall, and you, of course, brought over Mark Reynolds, and you said Swish. You know, I've had some ups and downs in this game, so I have a lot to teach, and, you know, hopefully I can pass on some of the, you know, things that'll help these kids, you know, further their careers.
Jason, you said 19 years. I mean, shut up already. 19 years, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's flown by.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got to the big leagues with, you know, Eckersley, McGuire, and Steinbach, and Ricky Henderson, and the list goes on and on. You know, they kept telling me, hey, kid, enjoy it because it goes fast. And you're like, what do you know, you know? And before you know it, I'm that guy now and looking back and helping the young kids like they helped me. But I really believe that's how you give back to the game, and I'm just honored to be here.
I'm sure you remember XJ's reliever, Dwayne Ward.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke with Wardo. I just bumped into him outside. And I was talking to him, and, you know, he does a lot with kids, helping kids. And, you know, and he says, you know, even in talking to the current Toronto Blue Jays and going and meeting with them and kids around baseball, the Major League Baseball right now, he said that it's kind of a duty that you have as an ex-player, and maybe like yourself as a guy of 19 years experience, to impart some of that wisdom and that knowledge, because it's not yours to hold on to, it's yours to pass on. Do you kind of have that same philosophy?
100%, I truly agree with it. You know, and I got so lucky, like those names that I mentioned to you, they really helped me when I first got to the big leagues and sped up my learning curve and really, you know, tried to pass on the knowledge that they had, and I truly believe that's what you should do. You should give it back and help these young kids to turn into the next superstars of the game, and so they'll hopefully give it down to somebody else.
Yeah. Gotta say, you look like the most calm ball player I've seen in the two clubhouses so far. I guess you've had 19 of these, you know, the opening days. You know, it's kind of become old hat. I'm sure exciting as well.
Oh, it's exciting, trust me. I don't care how many years you got in. Opening days, you know, the greatest, I always say the greatest days day of the year, because this is where everybody's hopes and dreams are alive, and everybody's got, you know, I want to make it to the World Series and I want to win a World Series, and everybody starts 0-0, and there's not a better day on the planet right now.
Yeah, no, it's great, and fans look forward to it as much as players do. And just lastly, Cleveland, what a beautiful park, a nice city, a nice place to end up. I think you certainly have kind of shown that as we've been speaking, that you find yourself very lucky to be with this organization and be with Cleveland.
Oh, 100%. I'm still playing the game, and I'm in a great organization. I'll tell you that one of the things, they're such a classy organization, and they take care of their players, and I'm excited to be here.
Jason, wonderful meeting you, and good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.